Hi, welcome to one of our case study discussions. Today is the second of our two case studies looking at how the adoption of a business intelligence and analytics tool can help hotels make more accurate data-informed decisions, leading to increased revenue and profitability. Joining us for this conversation is Apo Demirtas, founder and CEO of Hotel IQ, and Gul Tukmanoglu, senior director of operations at Sonesta Hotels and Resorts. We hear from Gul when she identified decisions were being made in her team on limited information and how adopting a business intelligence tool was such a massive game changer for her property. How the ability to not only look at data from a group head office level, but to drill down to a property level has been invaluable for strategic decision making. And finally, we touch on the ease of use and how Hotel IQ has been an integral tool used on a daily basis. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Well, hi, welcome to you both. Thank you first and foremost for taking the time to join us. I know you are both incredibly busy, have numerous commitments, so I really do appreciate you carving out the time. So without extending this intro any longer, let's get into your introductions and we can hear a bit more about you guys. So Apo, if we can come to you first, please, that would be great.
Sure. Apo Demirtas here, CEO and founder of Intelligent Hospitality, Hotel IQ Decision Cloud.
Super. And Gul, if I could come to you, please.
Hello, Trevor. This is Gul Tukmanoglu, the Senior Director of Operations with Sonesta Hotels and Resorts.
Super. Well, thank you. Thank you both again for joining us. We're going to dig into, obviously, Hotel IQ and your experiences with Hotel IQ, Gul. But before we do that, I actually want to ask you both a question because for different reasons that will become clear as we go through this conversation. But what we want to be talking about and the starting point is really about business intelligence and the value to hotels, therefore, of then going on to adopt an analytics solution. So I want to open up the conversation just by getting both of your perspectives first and foremost on why you feel in today's age for hoteliers that business intelligence, why is it so valuable? And what are operators missing out on if they're not engaging with it? So massive question. I know we could just have a whole topic on it, but keeping it kind of short and punchy, come to you first, Gul.
Sure. I think one of the reasons is everything is changing so fast, and it's been changing so fast over past 10 years. Adding COVID period to that made it even, you know, a faster change. If I wanted to give you an example, some hotels, for example, don't prefer to take wholesale, right? Mm-hmm. Over the other segments because of rate. But during COVID, if there wasn't wholesale, we would have been dead.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the success stories of my previous hotel, for example. Mm-hmm. And in order to see and understand those changes, first of all, you need to understand that in your own place, right? And for that, you need a super, super detailed analytical tool to see those trends, even customer behavior, also your team's behavior. And Hotel IQ answers to all of those questions.
And we'll dig into that in a little bit in a moment. Apo, from your perspective, obviously with a bias, with a tech solution that's in that, but why do you think business intelligence is so critical?
I mean, it's not so much of a bias, right? As a hotelier myself, I embarked on this journey when the words business intelligence were not in anybody's radar. And this goes back to 1999 when I was at Hilton Hotels Corporation, before Hilton Worldwide. And I was based in the company's headquarters in Beverly Hills, California then. And there was no instrument that could tell us what happened and how the future was trending. People were trying to mine the data. We had an army of people sitting outside in my office at the corporate office and trying to make sense out of things. So it's not so much of a, you know, vendor's idea.
Yeah,
I don't consider us as vendor. And, you know, we are partner to the industry. So what I'm trying to say is there is a huge need, as I mentioned before, hotel industry is data rich, but information poor,
mm-hmm.
right? And we just want to change that as hoteliers. So that's really the bottom line reason why we exist. And that's the need for business intelligence is unquestionable.
If you
have a trade, you're running a trade, you have two choices. You can make decisions based on gut, or you can make decisions not only based on gut, but corroborate that gut feeling with robust data analytics.
Yeah.
Or I can give you an analogy. You can look at the stars and sail, or you can use a compass.
Yeah.
So it's up to you.
Yeah, makes a
right?
lot, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. So mm-hmm. let's and you make an important point, because although we are talking about the Hotel IQ Decision Cloud solution, your background, Apo, is steeped in hotelier experience as well. And I think that's an important point to make and to reemphasize that, you know, this is not just about a tech idea. This is actually spotting a need, having been through those pain points, looking for, I wish I only had something that could
yeah.
give me that information. And so I think that's why, you know, using your experience and then developing this solution, and now Agul to kind of lean into getting your insights. I mean, you've gone through this. You've seen some pain points in previous roles and the impact that's have on business results. I mean, anyone can look at your LinkedIn in profile and see you've had a lot of experience, different leadership roles, different types of properties. Can you kind of, you may not want to talk about current experiences, but kind of think back in terms of what are some of the pain points that you were experiencing that you maybe feel people that haven't yet fully engaged with a BI and analytics solutions might relate to? What are maybe some of the things that they're experiencing daily that you probably experienced that didn't realize, hey, you know, they actually could be solvable?
This question, I guess, for me, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What I've seen, so I have to, I think, make this clear. I've known, I've used Hotel IQ first time about, was it 10 years ago? When, or nine?
That's right.
Yes. Millennium Group.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time that I saw the presentation and they adopted, and I was happy to see that. And after that, you know, again, with Intercon, we used Hotel IQ. What I saw, I will make a very general statement, but what I saw in different kind of subject experts, whether it's revenue management or sales, they tend to look at just very limited information when making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Apo said, you can't be just looking at one thing or two things and say, oh, okay, this is how it's going to be. And that's why we should do this promotion. We should do, you know, we should change the strategy like that. Unfortunately, today, some people, not everyone, still look at only the pickup, the pace, and that's about it. And they think that's enough, but it's not enough. And there are not many tools out there that you can actually use very easily. Like, what I love about Hotel IQ is anyone can use it. Like, a child can use it because it's on cloud. You just click on, of course, you need to know what you're looking for, which Apo comes into place then, right, to teach us. But it's very easy to use for salespeople too. And I'm not sure how what's the extent of salespeople is using today, but that's what I'm pitching to my team. I'm saying, like, hey, this wasn't actually built for revenue management. This was built for sales team, so they can see their accounts, they can see what the front desk is doing to their corporate accounts? Are they downgrading them, upgrading them? I mean, it's just massive. I don't know how we're going to put into half an hour, but and trust me, I've seen other analytical tools.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure Apple can say that's not the only analytical mm-hmm. tool that claims to be the best, right? But none of them were so easy to use like that. Like, you need to know a pivot table, you have to pay money to extra reports, etc. It's just like, it's very different. Yeah.
So picking up on your earlier point there, that you were saying, and it always comes back to, everyone's spoken before about, you know, operating in silos. So it was almost, you just have one person or one department, they would look at what would think like a lot of information, but it's actually quite a narrow, focused set of data.
Absolutely.
Looked at with one perspective. Was that fair?
Yeah, very fair. Yeah, absolutely. And it becomes like, if you think about strategy meetings or revenue management meetings, then it becomes like just a presentation, right? One person is talking about how we are doing and the rest is just listening. But when you use Hotel IQ, that limits just like goes away, because you can then ask questions.
Absolutely.
Very clever questions. It makes you clever, actually.
Look, Hotel IQ makes you look clever. I'll take that statement. I just want to come back to the sales bit in a minute. But Apo, from your perspective, you know, you're talking with prospective clients and existing clients all the time. You know, this the narrowness of data, thinking that we have all the data that we need just in our department, and thinking in a very narrow silo way. You must see that a lot. It's been spoken about a lot. It still continues. Yeah.
Of course, we do that. We see that all the time, right? First of all, what Hotel IQ enables is for all those departments to work off of the same set of data. It's just that the angle at which or from which you look at it based on your role might be different. But you're working from the same set of core data. And data on its own it's nothing, right? It's a whole bunch of ones and zeros. It's just like oil. When it comes out of the ground, it's useless unless it is refined.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes so valuable. So and when people say, oh, I have data, but that means nothing. Okay. And you do have data. As I said before, hotel industry is data rich, information poor. Having data means nothing. You need to refine that data. Then you need to put it through a process, an analytical process, then it starts talking to you, right? So Hotel IQ has proprietary analytics in it, visualization in it, and that really gives the consumer, whoever is consuming the information, all the information they need to make decisions. So that being said, coming back to what you said just a little while ago, it's not a revenue management BI or decision intelligence, and we have kind of moved away from the words BI into mm-hmm. decision intelligence. It's actually for all commercial folks and everyone that has a stake in the sanity, for commercial sanity of a hotel and hotel company.
Well, that's what I just want to pick up, and that brings me back to the point that you made about sales, because the moment anyone talks about data or analytics, you either instantly go into, say, the revenue management side of things, or you maybe, because there's analytics and data, comes through the digital marketing. So marketing talk about it, revenue talk about it, sales kind of seems to just drift around doing its own thing. But you were saying, Gul, that this has become quite an integral part within your sales team. Can you talk a little bit to that?
Yeah, I mean, and don't get me wrong, there are in sales, for example, division, right? There are people who looks at numbers all the time, but
yeah,
it's usually senior people,
yeah,
right? It's VP of sales or SVP, et cetera. Those people are in numbers all the time. What I'm talking about is laying this down to the property level,
mm-hmm.
like having a senior group manager looking at Hotel IQ,
yeah.
or having a director of front office, even not just sales, mm-hmm. like operations, looking at Hotel IQ So he can easily say, oh my God, my team is honoring the reservations coming in and making sure that they go to the right rooms or wrong rooms. Apo is right. Like you need to, like data alone is not sufficient.
Not valuable. Yeah.
Refining is important. And Hotel IQ does that for sales, for revenue management, for operations. And that's why it's very, very important. So I like to kind of use it in every single department. And that's why that's what I'm doing right now with Sonesta as well. Like they're learning slowly about.
And I want to pick up in a minute about the, you know, about going about adopting a sort of, once you know that you've had these problem points and then you've got to make that step into adopting a solution. But I just also want to pick up on a previous experience of yours where I know we spoke about it when we first met, when we were putting this conversation together, and we spoke about your time at Intercontinental Times Square and a fundamental turnaround of the business at that time. Can you kind of talk a little bit about some of the, if you're able to, talk about some of the challenges that you had there, and how are you able to talk about some of those areas at all?
I'm not sure if I'm able to, but all I can say, we were not number one. We beat our biggest competitors right across the street, mm-hmm. and we became number one in our market share. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of like tells this story, right?
How would that the ability to analyze, to refine the data available to you? How did that help you to achieve part of that process?
Well, I mean, it's helped in many different ways. First, for example, pricing, right? Mm-hmm. Again, people can be super biased with pricing. They look at the market data, comp set data, and say, oh, okay, we should be there. No, you can't do that. Like, it's not that simple. Mm-hmm. So Hotel IQ helped us look into, like, by segment, how we picked it up, how far in advance, how we need to change our pricing strategies. Is the market price sensitive or not? You know, all those decisions, room type decisions, right? Are we utilizing or are we not utilizing our room types correctly? Everything adds up and then brings you from here to there. Mm-hmm. So that's how it happened in a nutshell.
That word decision cropped up a few times there, didn't it?
Right. Trevor, I'm not sure if we can take credit for this. So wherever good goes, it's a turnaround. And so I don't think we can take any credit. It's again,
I can't do it without the tools, right? Like
I really appreciate that. But at the same time, it's just that, right? It's a tool. It's like a race car.
I was just about to say, a car's only as good as the driver.
The fastest race car. If the driver sucks, it ain't going anywhere. You know what I mean? It's at the end of the day, it's a tool. So it's all about whoever is using the tool.
Yeah.
So Gil is an exception. I mean, she is, she's a leader, right? She's an operational leader. She was a general manager, and now she's leading a group of hotels for Sonesta. And there are other leaders that have Hotel IQ available to them. It's what you make of it. And I think Gil is an outlier. She's a perfect example of how it should be used. Don't get me wrong. But you don't see that often, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Coming from a general manager or coming from a head of operations, I'd love to see it. That is the utopia.
Well, maybe we can help her. Maybe we can use that as like a segue into our next question, which is, okay, let's say we do have other leaders that are watching, listening to this, and they're thinking, okay, I get it. I'm kind of convinced, whether it's Hotel IQ or another solution, you know, exactly. I need to engage with some form of business intelligence, decision intelligence, analytics solution. So Gould, question to you. So you're sitting there, you had the pain points, you're thinking there must be some way I can pull this together and be more effective. There must be a better car out there that I could be driving and putting fuel into to get more out of it. What was some of the pushback? How do you make that case? Forgetting Hotel IQ specifically, what were some of the challenges you faced when you're turning around and saying, hey, look, I want to make an investment into this new piece of technology. It's going to help me. How do you cross that?
Yeah, well, persistence. I'm a Taurus. I'm very stubborn. so like with big companies, especially, right? They have huge divisions, revenue management divisions, analytics divisions, and they're very proud, rightfully so, because there are things that they built themselves or adopted themselves. It's just like, I mean, look, the moment that I get to show Hotel IQ to someone, then after that, it's very easy.
Right.
It's up until it's I guess it's like a sales pitch for me too, right? Mm-hmm. So I just talked about like wherever I wanted to bring Hotel IQ, my experience, the success story, etc. Some were more difficult. It took maybe a year to get them in,
uh-huh.
But some were easier because like the people who moved from that to the new company already knew, already seen. And that was an easier, you just need to experience it. Yeah. So, but from my side, because I know and I believe in so much, I just didn't stop pitching. That's what it was.
When you were first evaluating, taking you back a bit, because you say you've now worked with Hotel IQ for a number of years. When you were first going through that, can you remember anything specifically that stood out that made you decide Hotel IQ is the solution I wanted to go for?
I remember the very, very first presentation that Apple personally made for the Millennium group.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in either, was it in Millennium, One UN or Broadway?
It was One UN, yes.
Yeah, it was One UN. It was for One UN. And I was just fascinated by the details, like refining the data and how much you can say, like down to your customer profile. Like there's really nothing else out there that gives you that kind of information and helps you use that to make your business better, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in the end, people go to consultants to do that. Hey, can you do this research, etc.? This is that kind of a tool. So that level of detail was impressed me a lot. Every single question I ask, and I can ask a lot of questions when it comes to data analytics, was answered. So even today, I mean, time to time, I go back to Apple. I'm like, Apple, hey, when are you going to do this? Like, we need this, right? I mean, there's still more to come, I hope. but yeah, that was the first time, truly. But me using hands-on was with IHE during my 3 years with them.
Mm-hmm.
I used it very actively. And right now I'm trying to do the same, but I travel a lot.
And I just want to pick up on the, we've been used the car analogy and we use oil and kind of the need to get it out the ground and refine it. And then it's how we use it. Mm-hmm. But the oil has to, after it's being refined, it has to get into the car for it to be used. It's got to be presented in a way that someone can easily get it into the vehicle. I'm using a really poor link here, but you'll get the user interface, the ability to interact. Because when you sit here, I can imagine someone sitting there and thinking, wow, okay, I've got my head around when I see my RMS data, I've got my head around when I see marketing, and now what you're saying is we pull all that together.
Yep.
How on earth am I going to, you know, get this to all work and interact with it from your perspective, first of all, and then I'd be really interested to hear your insights from your team and how the team work. But from your standpoint, I mean, are you really competent with technology and comfortable? Were you able to work your way around it? Or is it just the way that, you know, tell us a bit about your engagement with this data now it's been refined and presented to you? Because to me, it must be like a minefield.
Well, don't laugh. It's easier to use than my remote control for the TV.
Sorry, right? So Hotel IQ is easier.
Yes, because like when I move from Netflix to this, like we have a majority. Every time I mess up something and I call my children, I'm like, and they're like, Mom, like, can't you even manage it like a remote control? Hotel IQ is on cloud, right? Mm-hmm. You may or you may not need, I mean, of course you do need training, and they do provide, sure, and there are some online trainings as well. It's more to understand and pull the right data. But from a user experience perspective, it's very super easy. Like, mm-hmm, anyone can go, even if they don't understand what they're pulling, can go and pull something right now, mm-hmm, if it's there. It's that easy. Like, it would not give you a message, you know, you can't do this, wrong thing. It's super easy. Like, you have the dates, you have what you're looking for. That's it, really. It's very, very easy to use.
And that's because you've purpose. Spent a lot of time. Yeah, I was going to say, go on, what have you?
Yeah, that's on purpose. First of all, as a hotelier, I know my kind, and this is not to offend anybody. We are not technologically that savvy because, again, we are hoteliers. We know the art form of hotel business, right? We can pull up a flambé cart right here and put up a great show. That's our training. And at the same time, we can read a P&L from a mile away. That's also our training. But when it comes to harnessing the power of data to make informed decisions, whether tactical or strategic, we're not that strong, because throughout hotel schools, which is what I went through and so did Gunn, they don't really teach you all that stuff. So I can barely turn on my computer. And really. So when we were building this and I was working with technology people, software people, I kept telling them that it had to be so simple to use. While really complex behind the scenes, and it has tons of algorithms and advanced stuff, but it had to be so simple in the front. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the saying goes, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And we really follow that within Hotel IQ. I wanted a platform that did not require a manual for people to use, mm-hmm, right? It had to be so intuitive. So that's the reason why it is what it is today.
So almost taking, continuing with our analogy theme through this, it's, you know, we know that there is a lot that goes into processing oil to turn it into petrol. We know that there is a lot that goes into building a car to make it use that and work and drive us along. If we had to get behind the car and understand the complexities before we could drive it, no one would have moved on from the horse and cart, basically. So, all of the complexity is what goes on around us. We get in the car, we turn the ignition, we have to turn a steering wheel, and we, in your case, put it into auto. We don't even have to have a manual changing gears, and we run. And that's that simplification in a way, isn't it? Again, I'm kind of stretching that analogy a bit. Gul, I just want to pick up, because we spoke at the very beginning when you introduced the sales and you spoke about the narrow data sets that people look at. I mean, I do not know how many years this conversation has been going on about breaking down silos. And the pandemic probably had a part to play in helping to elevate technology and also helping or forcing people to have to work closer together because we were working remotely or we'd lost staff through people being laid off. I'd be really keen to hear how, through your experiences, how having a solution like Hotel IQ and the pulling together of that data as like a single source of truth in a way, you know, it's one data set. I haven't got different people looking at different sets of data. I'm really keen to hear how that has helped your team collaborate, communicate, and what you've seen of the benefits of almost that byproduct that maybe wasn't quite so evident. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think the biggest help, biggest help for my team was to be able to explain themselves to the ownerships, right? Because in the end, you make decisions, you perform, and it's all for the business and who owns the business, and you need to present it to your owners. And when you're presenting to your owners, especially if you have a sophisticated owner, which we did, you can't just say, oh, you know, like you can't just talk ballpark. Like you really need to be convincing. And for that, you need to know your stuff. So I think that was the best part of the collaboration. It brought the ownership and then the sales and the operations all together. And we were able to look at things together and see, understand the details. And it was super useful, right? Because it builds trust.
Yeah.
Like they do know that you're into it every day. You know every single piece of your business and make right decisions. And then the results is your kind of confirmation, right? So I believe that was the biggest piece, especially during pandemic, because it was a very difficult time. There wasn't much business out there and decisions were needed to be made like very, very quickly. And I have to say one thing about Hotel IQ, it's not just easy, it's also super fast.
Right.
That's very important.
What do you mean by that, sorry?
Well, because it's on cloud, I don't know the technical details.
No, it's fine. No. But when you say fast, in what way? Yeah.
Well, for example, if you have any other system, right, your team would tell you, oh, let me pull this report or let me create this report. They need to create pivot tables usually. Even if they don't, like, it's still a process.
Yeah.
You can run a meeting live with Hotel IQ without making people kind of wait for the data. Like you don't have to prepare a separate presentation.
Gotcha.
If you have a path on what you want to show, right, and talk about it, it's in seconds because you just like click on a couple of buttons and boom, your report is there. So to me, that's like, because I'm not a patient person at all. My team knows that. Like when someone tells me we'll get this for next meeting, and I'm like, why not now? Mm-hmm. Like we have to look at now because your comp set, your competition is not going to wait for a week for your decision to be made.
So I've got you. So as you say, rather than having to get a report or everyone meeting tomorrow and pulling their reports out, and then it's changed since literally because you could just fire it up. It's all there. The data's all refreshed. It's all pulled through. You can all just talk from the same set and pull up what you need.
Exactly. It's from the night before. And you can do it right there and then in second. I was actually thinking when we were talking, I wish there was another window that can show all this because I know it's hard to visualize.
We've done a demo. We've done a demo with it. So yeah, to show second.
Okay.
No, Apo, from your perspective, again, you see different applications. I'm particularly interested to hear what you see and how others utilize that. Or the benefit that they see from the collaboration and communication that maybe they anticipated might be there, but didn't quite realize to what degree it really does influence that.
Right. Good question. So decision intelligence analytics, they're obviously really powerful for the person that's consuming or for the group that's consuming. But at the same time, you wanted to change the way people communicated using that kind of intelligence, right? That kind of insight. So in the past, before we launched the next generation of Hotel IQ, in the past, you would extract that insight into Excel or PDF and then attach to an email and then send it. And we wanted to change that. We wanted people to be able to collaborate seamlessly within Hotel IQ, not having to download and send via email. So today within Hotel IQ, you can go, you can look at an analysis whether you are in Gil's position, you know, head of ops, running a whole bunch of hotels, or a general manager, or a director of sales, or director of revenue management. You're looking at a piece of information in front of you, and you wanted to share it. You want to share it with a group of people, with your commentary. For example, Gil sees an anomaly and sends it to her general manager. Says, look, you know, so and so, I'm seeing this kind of trend. It's worthwhile to look into this. So again, Flink is share. There's a share button. You click on it, and you put your commentary, and then it goes right. No downloading, an analysis, not attaching to an email, and the recipient would see it right in front of them if they're looking at a hotel IQ at that point in time. If they're not, at the same time they get an email with a link to that analysis, Gil might have moved on to something else. Mm-hmm. But they're going to see exactly what Gil has shared with them. Mm-hmm. So it might be a very multidimensional analysis. Gil might be looking at, I don't know, forecast, risk to forecast. Perhaps she's looking at risk to forecast coming from a minor market segment on a certain day of arrival. She shares it just like that, and then the recipient sees it exactly the way she was looking at it at the moment she shared it. Mm-hmm. So that's really important. How good is analytics? How good is insight? Unless we all collaborate on it together,
yeah,
right? So that it's not one person consuming it, it's multiple people consuming it at the same time.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. I'm very conscious of your time, as I mentioned at the outset of this, so I don't want to hold you anymore. Final question for you, Gil, as someone who's had the pain points, made the business case, got the solution, what's it like to implement? How difficult in that process, once you've said, right, okay, Apo, yeah, we want to get going, how challenging or not, and how supportive are the team?
Well, the team definitely is super supportive. I don't think it's challenging to, like, from an operations perspective or revenue management perspective. It's a very simple process. You mm-hmm. just you need to have clean data in your house, of course.
Yep.
Like, you can't have a messy PMS system, but or rate codes, etc. Whatever you provide to Hotel IQ, they just built that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But they're always very, very flexible. If you want to change something, or you know, when it's up and live, you look at things and you see, oh well, I wish we had this like that. They've been always very, very helpful. From an IT perspective, I think it really depends on the hotel chain and mm-hmm. what they're using. Apo yeah. knows that part better than I do. But overall, it wasn't very difficult or time consuming.
Well, that's the main thing, because once you've made the case, you want to get it up and running and get it implemented and using it as quickly as you possibly can, isn't it? And again, yeah, to your point, I mean, different groups have different technology from different periods in time. And I guess you must experience this, Apo, working through that interfacing, that integration piece, I guess, like any technology vendor, that's a challenge you will face, I guess, in a way as well. To your point about having clean data, have you found going through this exercise of thinking, yeah, we want to bring this on board, almost makes you do a bit of house cleaning and kind of say, well, actually, we've had a load of this stuff, we could shift this out. So there's a kind of a side benefit to going through this, is it actually forces you to clean house a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. It also makes you see things, like, just to give you a very specific example, let's say you have a evergreen package, right? And then all of a sudden you see it's not producing. And you see that in that detail, and you question, and your revenue person says, well, we just changed the rate code for that. Now it's that, right? So it's not actually not producing, but there's a change in that. So, and you make your decision whether, you know, that anymore, or that's a different story. But you can, it does make you clean the house. And it's not just in the beginning. It helps you see if you have any issues with your data, because mm-hmm. there's an unknown piece, for example, at the bottom. Like, nothing should be an unknown. If that ratio mm-hmm. goes up, that means you have a problem. Yeah. I mean, thankfully we don't. Ours is very good right now. So,
that's a separate topic.
It makes you better. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that's so true. It becomes a catalyst for you to clean the house. In fact, without the benefit of Hotel IQ, you don't necessarily know how messy it is. So it's sort of like a filter, right? It just catches all the things that need to be organized, and then you organize it and move forward. As Gu said, it's an ongoing process too.
Yeah.
Because people make mistakes. And as they make mistakes, Hotel IQ catches that and puts it in unknown, as Gu said.
Yeah.
And then you right there, you see, oh, okay, well, I need to organize this too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good point. I literally overstayed our welcome. Cool. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you giving us the time and for sharing, more importantly, your kind of insights and experiences, and hopefully any other hoteliers, GMs, operations that are listening to this I'm sure they will understand where they can see the value of it and why it's worth properly looking at it seriously. So thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Apo and Ghoul for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.